two recent shootings, including one that left a man dead. Mayor Jenny Durkan said at a news conference this evening that officials are working with the community to bring the, quote, Capitol Hill occupied protest zone to an end after 2 weeks. Officials in several states are warning of a spike in coronavirus cases and are urging people to use caution. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says there's been a surge of COVID-19 cases in the state over the last several days.
The vast majority of the new cases are related to community spread rather than spread in congregate settings, like nursing homes, for example. Today, we are reporting 461 new cases for a total of 50,239 and 11 new deaths for a total of 3,004.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says social distancing is one key to stopping the spike.
COVID-19 is now spreading at an unacceptable rate in Texas, and it must be corralled.
Governor Abbott stopped short of mandating face masks in public. Big cities in Texas have begun mandating that businesses require customers use them, including Houston. Existing home sales in the U.S. plunged 9.7% in May.
It was the third straight monthly decline and further evidence of the harm the virus pandemic has done to the housing market. The National Association of Realtors says the monthly decline pushed sales down to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $3.91 million. It's the lowest pace since a home buyer's tax credit expired in October 2010.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow by 153 points, the NASDAQ rose 110, the S&P advanced 20, oil at $40.60 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you have found yourself stuck in a timeshare, you're not alone. Let us help you. Our process to get you out is done legally, ethically, and quickly. We have an excellent success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Let our family at Lone Star Transfer give you peace of mind. Give us a call today for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at lonestartransfer.com.
Understanding the many things in a mother's life affecting her pregnancy is important. You can help improve the health of all mothers and babies in Nevada by completing a pregnancy risk assessment monitoring system survey about your recent pregnancy. Also known as PRAMS, the survey is from the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The survey asks new moms about their experience before, during, and after pregnancy. Responses are confidential and used to help improve the health of mothers and babies in Nevada. If you receive a PRAMS survey, please share your story. Learn more at nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. That's nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. This message, sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's 5:04. This is a KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. Threats are being made against the interim unemployment director are forcing her to leave her post. Governor Sisolak announced on Friday that Heather Korbelick would be returning to her previous post as the head of the state's health exchange. The governor did not say what kinds of threats have been made against Korbelick. She took over the unemployment department back in April, just as Nevada was registering its highest job losses in state history. The Silver State's jobless rate is the biggest in the nation at some 25% in May. With Friday's coronavirus numbers reporting the highest daily increase ever, Governor Sisolak is asking his COVID-19 medical advisors to review enhanced face covering policies for all Nevadans. Sisolak's move comes just after the California Governor Gavin Newsom made masks mandatory when folks are out in public indoors. On Friday, Nevada reported more than 400 new coronavirus cases since the outbreak, 300 in Clark County. Two employees at the Flamingo have tested positive for the coronavirus. Caesars Entertainment officials say contact tracing protocols are now being followed. MGM Resorts announced the closure last week of the Mayfair Supper Club at the Bellagio after a kitchen worker there tested positive for the virus.
KCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
As we take a look at the traffic cams right now, there's some police activity. They're blocking the two right lanes, Interstate 15 northbound at Owens, and you're pretty much bumper to bumper behind that. So give yourself some extra time if you're on Interstate 15 northbound past the Spaghetti Bowl.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is Monday, brand new week. This is week, what is this, week three? Am I right on that? Week number three. Very exciting. Very, very exciting. And we love our new home, AM 670 KMZQ. We're going to be getting to Kathy Barnett in just a couple minutes. She's not only an author, she is also a candidate for Congress in Pennsylvania, believe it or not. The book she wrote, Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America, it's something that we don't often see. A black conservative. Now we see the Niger Innes's and folks like that, but it's just that we don't see conservatives and African Americans being extolled by the, you know, by the fake news media. So anyway, we'll get to Kathy Barnett in just a couple minutes. I do want you to hear though, Charlie Kirk is one of the smartest guys I know of when it comes to politics. He is the he's from Turning Point USA, and he watched the speech on Saturday, like I did, and he found that the president framed the speech absolutely perfectly. In fact, let's go to cut two real quick. And this was Charlie Kirk after the president's speech in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Here it is.
The framing is brilliant, and I'll tell you right now, there's a little bit of a crisis happening in the Biden campaign tonight because they realize that they now actually have to campaign, that they realize they have to defend the indefensible, which is a record that has put America last and put China and our foreign adversaries first, a record that has not been advantageous or positive for the black community, a record that has enriched the Biden family at the expense of the American people. And you can see the president, he was getting more and more into it as the speech went on, and it's phenomenal to see. And the Biden campaign, good luck. I don't even know what campaigning looks like for Joe Biden, but the president was spot on with his critique of Joe Biden, and it's just the beginning.
Well, it was clear that the president did, as he was going on, get more and more energy. And, you know, he started it, though, Charlie, talking about how these people are crazy, what was going on in Seattle, and reminding people of how important the Second Amendment is in light of what's going on. What was your take on that?
That's right. I was very positive to see the president talk about the cultural issues, life, judges, religious freedom. But also right now, there's a culture war raging in America, and the president is diving right into it. I mean, you have record amount of cancellations, a record amount of silencing happen on digital and social media. And the president realizes that politics flows downstream from culture, and that it's time to stand for our beautiful history, the heroes that built America. And if you're watching this right now and you feel like America's heading in just a troubling direction the last couple weeks, the president is saying no more. And the fact that he talked about the Second Amendment rights, the Constitution, free speech, these are winning issues. And again, the president is probably the best offensive player in a modern American history. And when he's playing offense, he's setting the tone. The media doesn't know how to cover it. And the fact that he's doing these rallies again is tremendous. We're hosting the president for a Students for Trump address on Tuesday from Phoenix, Arizona. And the more he's in front of people, the more he's communicating with voters, the more that he's going to put Joe Biden on defense.
He makes a lot of sense. Charlie Kirk, and by the way, he's going to be a part of that rally in Arizona come tomorrow. So the president's going to be back on the stump. Whether or not this will translate into votes on in November, I don't know. But I will say this: the speech was the speech was just spot on. And in fact, I want you to hear, because this is the president, and this to me is going to be what the race is going to be about. Biden will be soft on bad guys. Trump will be hard on bad guys. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. Let's go to cut six. This is the president in Tulsa on Saturday. And simply put, that Biden will be soft on bad guys. Here it is.
Joe Biden and the Democrats want to prosecute Americans for going to church, but not for burning a church. They believe you can riot, vandalize, and destroy, but you cannot attend a peaceful pro-America rally. They want to punish your thought, but not their violent crimes. They want to abolish bail, abolish and open up your borders. They want open borders. Let everyone, and by the way, we're doing so well. We have a record this month on the borders. Nobody's coming in. Very few people. And they want to abolish ICE, our great people from ICE who send the roughest, toughest, meanest people that you've ever seen or ever heard. Generally speaking, when they have lots of tattoos on their face, they're not looking to do you much help. ICE. They're rough guys. They're rough. They're great Americans. They love. But they'll walk into, they call them a pack. They'll walk into a pack of tough MS-13 gang members. And, you know, we shouldn't say this. It's not nice. They want us to negotiate. They start swinging. And the others start swinging. Everybody's swinging. At the end, they carry them back and they throw them into the paddy wagon, right? They're great. And these people want to get rid of ICE. They get rid of murderers. They get rid of rapists. They get rid of the worst scum on earth. And when I called them animals, I said they're animals. And Nancy Pelosi, they cut up a young woman. They cut up a young woman. And her friend cut him up with a knife because it was more painful, dead. Cut him up with a knife because it's more painful, takes longer than shooting a gun. They cut him up. I said, these are animals. And Nancy Pelosi said, these are human beings. They're not animals. If I lose an election over that, you know what? This country's in big trouble. Big trouble. They want to disarm law-abiding citizens and dismantle our police forces while freeing vicious MS-13 gang members. In Joe Biden's America,
Rioters, looters, and criminal aliens have more rights than law-abiding citizens, and that's true. In my administration, we defend American citizens, and we deport MS-13 members.
There you have it, the president. And can I tell you, I think the president makes so much sense. But I think it sets up the parameters for the race in November. This is going to be what America's going to have to decide on. Do you want a president who will be on the side of law and order, or do you want to have a president who will be on the side of anarchy? You don't like a statue? Rip it down. Let the mob take over. For instance, here in Las Vegas, there's a lot of talk of Hey Reb, and Lois Tarkanian says she is open to changing the mascot and making it essentially a shark, you know, after Tark the Shark. And making it a a brand new mascot. I don't know how you feel about that for UNLV. I still think the right. I mean, how do you do the right? How do you take the running rebels away from the running rebels? And I don't have the answer for that. I just don't have an answer for that. I will say this though, that this idea of resurrecting, the shark mascot, is not a bad idea, and. We could get creative with the logo and change the logo of the entire university, the entire athletic department. No, that'd be fine with me. I don't like the idea of people just tearing down statues and things like that. I've got a problem with that. But the nickname and the Hey Reb mascot, if people want to change it, if there is a huge groundswell to change it, well, then fine. But you better have something to replace it, and it better be really cool. And my guess is that's what they're doing right now, is trying to figure out if indeed that makes sense. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up, we'll be joined by Kathy Barnett. She's running for Congress in Pennsylvania's 4th Congressional District. She is also an African American, and she's a conservative. Oh, I love this stuff. Stick around; more to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline and, more importantly, negative ions plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. After being a personal injury attorney for 28 years, I've learned a lot of things about insurance companies, and there are a few things I trust more than them. For example, I trust a rabid cobra protecting her babies. I trust a hungry grizzly bear with a steak in my pocket, and I trust a shark in my hot tub.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Get the picture, hurt and a wreck, and need a check? You know who you can trust, or Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Scott Guido, managing attorney. Kevin Rowe is only licensed in Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, and Illinois.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas weather is starting to heat up, and Meineke has hot deals for you, like a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection. And remember, Meineke always has free towing to your nearest care center. Visit your local Meineke today.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour. Brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar. They're open right now on East Flamingo at Pecos. Joining us now, a woman who is unique in a lot of different ways, but a couple of different ways. She is an African-American candidate for Congress, and she's a conservative, and she's joining us now, Kathy Barnett, joining us, the author of Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America. She is a candidate for Congress in Pennsylvania's 4th Congressional District. And Kathy, first of all, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate you being on. Tell me about the book and what was the genesis for the book?
Well, thank you so much for having me on. You know, someone asked me, how long did it take you to write this book? And I thought for a few moments and considered, I mean, it has taken me a lifetime, and it is essentially my journey throughout my life off the Democrat plantation, which is what most of us in the who are conservative and black call it. And, you know, and just examining the various narratives that the black community are often belabored with. Narratives, false narratives such as white privilege, false narratives such as policing is our number one issue. And just kind of, so the book just kind of chronicles my own life as a young girl growing up and just kind of when I had the first epiphany that perhaps I shouldn't be voting exclusively Democrat. And then just kind of examining the various false narratives.
I want to ask what you thought in the last 4 or 5 weeks. The George Floyd killing, Rayshard Brooks, his funeral is tomorrow.
As an African-American woman and as a conservative, what must you think as you look out at buildings being burned, legitimate folks with legitimate gripes about the criminal justice system and so much else? Do you relate to that at all?
I mean, that's a large question, so let me try to unpack it. As it relates to George Floyd, I, like so many others, there was no one in my circle who tried to defend the indefensible acts of Officer Chauvin and the other three officers that murdered, the other three were complicit, whereas the one officer kneeling on his neck murdered George Floyd. And so I, like the nation, looked at that and called it foul, called it wrong, called it murder. And, like, you know, I'm a black woman married to a black man raising black babies. I would have been right out there with everyone else during the peaceful protest, making sure that our nation does not sweep this under the rug. So that's one perspective. But now, obviously, we have a right to be angry about that. But we don't have a right to pick up bricks and start throwing it through buildings. We have a right to want to make sure that our voices are heard and we air our grievances, but we don't have a right to start vandalizing, looting, rioting, and beating people down in the street to a pummel. We don't have a right to do that. We have a system that allows us to be able to air those grievances properly. What we're experiencing right now, or at least very early on, was agitators that are among us whose express purpose is to make this nation ungovernable. So that is what we were experiencing initially. Now, do I believe that there are some bad apples in the police system? Of course. Just like I worked in the Wall Street environment, and guess what? There are bad apples in Wall Street. There are bad apples along the way in just about every industry. But does that necessarily mean that the police department or that the police system is systemically racist? It would be the exact same if we say there were peaceful protests as a result of George Floyd. But then we all saw how those protests turned violent. Should we say because there are some agitators in the midst of the protests that all protests are bad? You can't say that. And it's the exact same line of reasoning for the police. We have some bad apples. We have a system that has some opportunities to improve, and we should attack that. But is policing the number one issue in the black community? I do not personally believe that it is. I believe what we're experiencing are white liberals, as usual, using the pain of this nation with slavery, the history of this nation with inequalities, and using that as an opportunity to get what they want, which is power and control. White liberals have gone into predominantly black neighborhoods, and they are telling black people what our issues are. And they have decided that our issue is policing. And as a result, we see what is coming as a result of that. More power taken away from the local level, concentrated into the federal level, all of which will make those particular neighborhoods worse, not better.
Again, Kathy Barnett joining us. Nothing to lose, everything to gain, being black and conservative in America. You're a candidate for Congress in Pennsylvania's 4th Congressional District. I am curious how you are received in the African-American community when people find out that you're not just a Republican, but you're a conservative Republican and an African-American. Has that soured some relationships for you personally?
Oh, my goodness. You know, in the book, I talk about, you know, losing all of my black friends during the 2016 election when I voted for President Trump, except for two. I was able to keep two of them, but I lost the rest, right? And this year, 2020, I've already started losing the new black friends that I've made because in our community, unfortunately, the pervasive thought is if you're black, you must be a Democrat. And if you aren't, then there's something deficient about you. Even Joe Biden came on television, radio with Charlamagne up in New York saying, if you don't vote for me, then you ain't black. Yeah. So, you know, even Joe Biden is buying into, people think that Joe Biden wasn't supposed to say it, but because he is suffering something mentally. He said what he wasn't supposed to say. And that is the thought. But listen, you cannot be black, conservative, openly appreciate the policies of this president and have thin skin. You have to get thick skin real quick. Our nation is in trouble. And we need people like never before who understand the difference between right and wrong, who are willing to take a stand, look people in the eye, and to defend this nation. America is the greatest country that has ever existed because it was founded upon the greatest political document ever written, the U.S. Constitution. But